Our scripture reading will be from Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. If I can get this to come up. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran.
Thank you, Rick. When we talk about how we are doing spiritually, we oftentimes go to the tangible outward signs. We look at our behaviors. We look to see if our behaviors honor God or dishonor God. We may do a self-examination of our spiritual walk, such as praying, or attendance, or maybe studying the Bible. And these are great things to do, but they are simply the fruit of a different spiritual factor. Now, Paul wrote to a newly established church in Thessalonica. He said that he sent Timothy to them for a reason. And that reason was not to check out the church building fund or their attendance or their budget. Look at what Paul was concerned about in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. In verse 2, it says that he sent Timothy to establish and exhort their faith. In verse 5, he wanted to know about their faith because he was afraid that somehow the tempter had tempted them and that they might have wasted their time. In verse 6, he reported to them that Timothy had come back to him and had reported the good news of their faith and their love. And in verse 10, that he was praying really hard that they would be able to come together again and to supply what is lacking in their faith. Throughout this chapter, Paul was concerned about one word, faith. Why was this such an emphasis? What Paul knew is what we seem to have forgotten. And that is, when Christians struggle, whether it is in life or maybe sin, when we grow cold to the Lord, more often than not, it is because our faith has taken a back seat to other aspects of life. Let's go back to our text that Rick had read, Genesis chapter 12. The very first word that God said to Abram was go. Go from your homeland, go from your family, go from all that you know, and I want you to go to a place that I will tell you. How many of us like to travel? We all, I assume, like to take vacations, see new places, maybe experience new things and experience other cultures. But you know, every time that we travel, we knew where we were going. We had some sort of an agenda, a purpose or reason for going on a trip. We have never, ever been in Abram's position. I like the way, personally, that the Hebrew writer put it in Hebrews 11 and verse 8. He said, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called out to a place that he was to receive an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. No one here has ever been called by God to go someplace and not know where they are going. But we have been called by God to behave in a similar manner. Paul writes to the brethren in Corinth, and he reminds them that as Christians that we have a great and glorious future. It is called our heavenly dwelling. You will turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'll read 5 verses 6 and 7. And Paul writes here, so we are always of good courage, that we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. We live in this body, but we have never ever seen our spiritual home. The best that we can do is listen to Jesus, who has his disciples, who long to be with God, to live in this flesh, walking by faith, and that faith tells us that heaven is real. We are called to believe that there is an afterlife, that God has prepared a place, and that if we journey in this life as he directs, we will be walking home. We'll be walking to a home that we have never seen. And yet we believe by faith that that home is real, and that it is prepared for us. We are not Abraham, but we have a similar calling. How do we learn to walk by faith? In the text that Rick read us this morning, let's look again at the words in Genesis 12 and verses 2 and 3. God says, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and him that dishonors you, I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. In these two verses, we have God making four promises. Promised to make Abraham into a great nation. He promises to bless him and to make his name great, which it is to this very day. He promises to protect him, to bless him and then curse those who dishonor him. And then the fourth blessing is that the whole world will be blessed through him. When I asked myself a question, why would Abram go? I come back to these words. Abram lived his life by the promises of God, not simply the commands, because he believed in the promises, the commands were the means to receive what had already been promised. If I were to promise you a large sum of money, but before you could get it, I wanted you to do a few things for me that were in your power to do, would you do it? Most of us like money. As long as we are not doing something immoral or illegal, and as long as it is in our power to do it, we would do it to get the money. But what God promises is greater than money, however. It is greater than power. It is greater than fame or anything else that this world has to offer. A lot of folks in this world live each day looking to the next day. They are looking at what their life can give them today. But God promises us an eternity away from corruption, away from disease, away from peril, and away from problems. Heaven is filled with the glory of God. So we must really decide if God is enough. Some folks want to go to heaven because of some of the loved ones who have passed on before them. Some want to because the pain that they are in physically is so great that they want to be free of it. Some want to go to heaven because the trials of this life have become burdensome. But even though we will see loved ones, even though we will be free of pain and trials, the promise is that we will be with God forever. Is the promise of being with God enough? We can't just walk by commands. We must walk by the promise. In our text, the very first words in verse 4, it says, "So Abram went." That's what it is all about. Faith is belief in action. Faith is taking God at His word, believing in His promises, and going for a long walk, a journey towards home. The Hebrew writer said in Hebrews 11 and verse 6 that if we want to draw near to God, we must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him. When the Hebrew writer wrote of Abraham and told us of his faith to go where he didn't know where he was going, he did give us a reason in verse 10 of Hebrews 11. For he was looking forward to a city whose foundations was a designer and builder of God. That's us too. People of faith see ahead. Not in this life, but see and believe what is really ahead. A home with God forever. The atheists want to look at this life, and their life, their sight never extends beyond the grave. Once the grave is realized, that is it. How can you be happy in this life if that's what you have to look forward to? How is our faith walk? We who are children of God have been called by God through His word. When we accepted that invitation to come to God, from that moment on, He calls us to walk by faith because His commands are not burdensome. It can be a long journey. So we must persevere. Jesus tells us of a parable about a woman who is being mistreated. We find this parable in Luke chapter 18, in the first 5 verses. She called upon a judge to help her with this problem that was just eating her alive. But this man was an unjust judge, and he didn't want to be bothered with her. But the help that she needed was great. And so she continued to go back to him. Finally, he gave in to her request, not because he cared, but because she persevered. But at the end of that parable, in verse 8, Jesus said, "Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The point is perseverance. We have a whole world of people who, like this woman, have problems. But they don't persevere. They cave. They never go back to the one who could help with the problems. They abandon him and walk away. As a church family, we come together to worship God. We come together to remember the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. We come together to stir one another on to love and good works. We come together because we need each other. Help us persevere. When we offer the invitation, we don't offer it just for those who need to repent of things. But we offer the invitation for those who need our prayers, to help them with a situation or a feeling that they're in. But the most important part of the invitation is for those who have never obeyed the gospel, to give them that opportunity. Stand on the promises of God with heaven. Because without the obeying of the gospel of Jesus Christ, heaven is just a thought. It will never become a reality. If you are not a child of God, think about that. You want to be able to receive the promises of God. We stand on those promises. We stand on. And while the commands are very important, it is the way to the means. If you're not a child of God, we want to give you the opportunity this morning to obey the gospel. Through repentance and confession and baptism, you can receive those promises. Together, collectively, as a church, we will do everything that we can to make sure that you walk by faith the rest of your life and continue to grow. Because a Christian's life does not stop at baptism. That is only the beginning. And maybe you are a child of God, and maybe there are things of this world that has hindered your faith through the problems that you're facing, causing you to struggle with things. You can get back on track. Problems have a way of being fixed. Sometimes collectively we can all work together to fix a problem. Maybe you just need our prayers. Whatever your need is this morning, we pray that you'll come as together we stand and we sing.